Welcome to a special Monday edition of Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I'm here with Princeton women's basketball head coach Carla Berube. And Carla, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry.
Two pretty good wins for your team. The win Friday night at Seton Hall and then the win yesterday against Florida Gulf Coast. And then a big week, the trip out to Iowa. And then another home game Sunday at 1 o'clock against Monmouth. Let's start a little bit away from basketball, though. Let's talk about the event we were at this morning, the Pause Wall, which is a new project from Princeton Athletics, just unveiled today. Essentially, it's an opportunity for student-athletes to pause on their way into Caldwell Fieldhouse and reflect on some of the shared experiences that they're having with their peers, leaving notes, taking notes, different mental health remedies available for the student-athletes, and seemed to be a pretty well attended event this morning, and what's your take on that and what you saw this morning and what do you think it means to the athletes here, not just the women's basketball players?
Yeah, I thought it was a tremendous event and such a nice nice thing to have as our student athletes, you know, for ours head into Jadwin, for all the student athletes to just take a pause before they, you know, head into practice, maybe after the training room, going in, you know, onto class or whatever they have going on and on the on campus. It's just nice. It's important for you know, for our student athletes, you know, that they know that they have people around them that can help in a variety of ways. You know, their peers, the Sols, the wellness leaders, their coaches, their professors, other students on campus, and I think it's important that we're all, you know, we're all in this together, and we can all help each other out in a lot of ways, and also I think it's also just nice to remember that it's okay to take a deep breath once in a while. And you know, there's a lot going on here, and it's okay to, you know, just take a break and then be able to move on and be focused with whatever you have, you know, coming up.
When you mentioned SALS, that's student athlete wellness leaders. So it's not that long ago that you were a college athlete yourself. I would think that a lot of these resources were not available at the time.
No, definitely not. The resources on this campus are just amazing. Didn't know anything about that during my undergrad year. So it's nice that, you know, there's so many people, the team around the team to help our student athletes.
So I don't know if you know where I went to college, but I actually went to Penn. And it's been decades since I've rooted for Penn because I've been here for so long. Yesterday, the field hockey team advancing to the NCAA Final Four defeats UConn 2-0, your alma mater.
Yeah.
I presume you were all in on Princeton.
All in on the Tigers, absolutely. And what a great victory up in Storrs. You know, Carla Taglianti and her crew, amazing. I wish we could have watched it. We had our own game, but to go up there and to knock them off to get into the Final Four, just amazing and super pumped for them.
You could have done what I did. Well, you couldn't have done what I did, but maybe other people did what I did. I had your game on the TV, and I had the field hockey game on my computer, and going back and forth, muting one or the other, depending on the circumstance of the game. But it was, again, it's the third Final Four in 4 years for Carla, and it got me wondering, did you play other sports besides basketball?
Growing up, yeah. Soccer, you know, from when I was, you know, 7 years old and up till junior in high school when I broke my leg and thought that was enough of soccer. And I did track in high school.
So never field hockey or?
No.
Never lacrosse?
We didn't have lacrosse at our high school. We did have field hockey, but I'd always played soccer. So that was a choice.
So let's talk about the games this weekend and the game Friday night against Seton Hall. You knew you were not going to have Bella Allery for that game. Seton Hall, a very strong team, a 78-76 win for Princeton. And again, Carly Littlefield was the leader, but really a good team win in that game. And you had to come away really, really pleased with what you saw, I would guess.
Yeah, absolutely. To go, you know, into Seton Hall, a very strong team, incredibly athletic, well-coached, and come away with a victory. I feel like we were facing adversity to start, getting you know, in a bit of a hole and getting back out of it and then going up. And then, you know, they get this 4-point play toward the end. And we just stayed the course and fought back and had huge contributions off the bench and from, you know, our role players. And yeah, it was a great victory.
How long did it take you as a head coach to, you know, 17 years at Tufts, how long into that tenure did you feel comfortable managing close games and understanding what you needed to do yourself as a coach before you could ask players to do that?
Yeah, it took a little while. I think that, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, when you don't, you need experience in those games to then feel, you know, comfortable and confident for the next time. And actually, we didn't have that many close games at Tufts. So, but you know, we had a fair share, every game is different, and it all different, you know, but scenarios. But I think what's important is that you keep your team calm and you know, ready to weather whatever storm hits.
So, I mean, coaching is so much different from one sport to another, whereas, you know, soccer, you're just sitting there basically watching the game. Football, it's a play, and then it's another play, and then it's another play, and it's very structured. And then there's other sports that are so free-flowing that, you know, you want to try to have the control, but it's not necessarily possible to do it within the context of the game. In basketball, you have 5 players on the court, and the big thing, I think, is they're so close to you that they can, you know, they hear everything you're saying to them. I've always found this a fascinating thing. I don't really know what my question here is, but like I've always found it fascinating that coaching, on some levels, coaching is coaching, and on other levels, the difference from sport to sport to sport makes it almost like different professions.
Yeah, definitely. And basketball, I don't want to control the game. But at the end, I want to make sure they understand what we need to do. But I think, you know, both our point guards, both Maggie and Carly, have a good understanding of what we need to do. I don't know if they always hear me though, too. I don't think my voice quite resonates with them yet. But it is. It's you know, all sports are all different, and you know, basketball is such a game of momentum too. It's you know, when it's going one way, you got to somehow try to figure out, you know, how to stop that and make it go your way. And sometimes it's a timeout, and sometimes you just want your players to figure out how to get that next stop and that next score. And yeah, it's makes it fun.
So the game yesterday against Florida Gulf Coast, 28-5 a year ago, they were unbeaten to start this season coming here. It was, I think it was 14-4. Princeton, but you know, it didn't seem like it was going to be an easy day, and then in a blink it was 17-16 them. What are you thinking there during that run? Because we talked last week about you want to get off to better starts than you've been getting off to, and then you did.
Yeah.
And then they went on that little bit of a run, and it was a 1-point game at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, like we had talked about, like, let's get a better start, and we did. And then we allowed them to get some open looks on the 3-point line and got some easy transition baskets. And, you know, they are a real momentum team. They score in bunches. So it was nice that the end of the quarter came, because it was good to just regroup at that point and come back in that second quarter and just get stops. We knew we had it to defend the 3-point line. We knew we needed to get back in transition. But we also felt that we could get some transition points. We didn't want to slow it down just because, you know, they were a fast team. We wanted to get points in transition. I think we did that. And if we didn't get something right away, we did a good job of executing our offense and putting them back on their heels.
So Bella Allery started the game, played, scored the first 7 points, and then went out and did not come back in. And then Carly Littlefield goes down in the third quarter, does not come back in. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, that puts you in a position, when Carly went out of the game, you at least had a double-figure lead. But now you're asking players who were probably figuring on being the complementary players to be the lead players. And while you don't want to see your 2 stars go out, the idea that you asked them that and they all rose to the challenge shows you something about them and shows you something about your team, I would guess.
Oh, absolutely. I feel really confident putting anybody in there. I feel like they're going to do the job that they need to do. And I thought we had great leadership out there. You know, Bella and Carly are great leaders, and they were great leaders from the bench. But, you know, I think Grace Stone has really stepped up into a big role. Taylor Bauer is one of our captains, and she was really strong out there and sort of the anchor of everything. And then Julia Cunningham also played some, you know, some big minutes. And so we, you know, they felt calm out there with the tenacious defense that, you know, Florida Gulf Coast was playing. I thought Maggie Connolly did a great job of handling it, and you know, she had her teammates around her, you know, helping her out.
And the result was a 14-point win for your team. You're now 4-0. The big game this week, in the middle of the week, Wednesday at Iowa. Carly Littlefield, an Iowa native. Where are Bella and Carly now?
Yeah, they're day to day. You know, excited to get them back. We'll see if they're ready for Iowa. If they're not, that's okay. We've got a great group around them, but looking forward to them getting out there.
And what do you see from Iowa?
They're strong. They're big. You know, they've you know, they graduated a really, really good player, Gustafson. But they've got a you know, a great returning group, bigs inside that we've got to stop, and just great length on the outside, some great scores from the three, and you know, it's going to be a big test out there. Power Five school, a strong sort of storied program, and it'll be fun to get out there and see Iowa, and you know, it's a business trip. Get out there and get to work.
What have you ever been to the University of Iowa?
I have not been to the University of Iowa. I take that back. I mean, I might have played there in an NCAA tournament game, and I might have lost. That might have been actually my final game when Tennessee beat us in their Cinderella season in 1997. I think that was at the University of Iowa. So thanks, Jerry, bringing those memories back.
Well, no wonder you blocked it out. What about the you know, the experience, the getting on the plane, flying out there, you know, playing in the big arena and those kinds of things? What does that do for a team that's at this stage of its season, still in November, still before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it's just a great opportunity for us to get out there. And, you know, we talked about this past weekend sort of feeling like an NCAA tournament weekend, right? You play Friday night and then Sunday and two really strong teams. And, you know, it's sort of the same feel. We're going to go out to a big arena out in Iowa and play against a really strong, you know, NCAA team. And, you know, it's great for the experience, and it's just great for us to be together for a long road trip, right? We're going out Tuesday, coming back on Thursday. So just being together and just working on our team chemistry, and but also excited just to get better out there.
The Ivy League is off to a pretty good start in women's basketball. I already know the answer to this question, but I will ask you anyway. How closely are you paying attention to the rest of the league?
Not really. I mean,
I knew you were going to say that.
I look at the scores here and there, but not really. It's always the next game.
So the next game for Princeton, as we said, Wednesday, Iowa again. Once again, I forgot to check what time that game starts.
I think it is 7:30 Eastern time.
And that's, I believe, on BTN Plus. So if people want to watch it, they can watch it on BTN Plus. And then it's Sunday here at 1 o'clock against Monmouth. Two straight Sunday 1 o'clock game. You like the Sunday games?
Yeah, it's great.
Because this isn't your schedule, right? You've inherited basically everything about the schedule. Yeah. So
it's great for my family. They can come and the kids can enjoy. Yesterday was the first time that they have seen a game in Jadwin, and it was a great experience for them.
Well, a special Monday edition of the podcast with Carla, because obviously you're leaving to go to Iowa. So that game is Wednesday night, and then the game Sunday night. And we'll be back next week to talk about those and look ahead as this, I believe you have seven days off between games, six days off between games at that point.
Yeah, and Sunday and then the following Sunday.
So we'll be able to talk about the two games this weekend, and we'll see how the trip goes. Good luck to you out there.
Thank you.
And thanks for being with us again.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
For Princeton Head Women's Basketball Coach Carla Berube, I'm Jerry Price. Thank you for joining us each week on Conversations with Carla, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton Women's Basketball.